Sadly, we had to start the show off earlier this morning, exactly the way I don't ever want to start off. There's not a lot you can do about it, though. A shooting overnight on the expressway, but it got worse as we learned more details. And we're going to get the very latest as of 8:49 from our Michigan State Police First Lieutenant Mike Shaw regarding the shooting and murder on I-75, and it is very disturbing. Lieutenant Shaw, good morning. Sorry we're having to talk about something bad again, but here we go.
Yeah, good morning, Paul W.
The fact of the matter is, these victims were incredibly young. We have a 2-year-old who has died, a 9-year-old who was hurting, transported to Children's Hospital of Michigan in Detroit. How's the 9-year-old doing?
So far it looks like the 9-year-old is going to pull through, very fortunately on that one. Again, this was my biggest fear as we went along and talked about just these acts of stupidity and gun violence that are taking place, you know, across the country. People having no regard for human life, people having no regard for other people. I knew it was a matter of time before an innocent person was taken. And as a parent, and Father's Day right around the corner, I can't even imagine, you know, what this family is going through and will go through for the rest of their lives. The community that's, you know, knows these kids, what they're going to go through forever. This gun violence that's taken place across our country has to stop. And we as a community, we have to start to step forward. Every time there's an incident like this, be it this one where the children were shot or the other one where other people were shot, somebody knows who pulled the trigger. And we need to start stepping forward and start talking about who these people are and lock them behind bars.
Forever, as far as I'm concerned. And by the way, I hate the word snitch. You're not being a snitch when you do the right thing, when you have information that can bring people to justice who need to be brought to justice. Not just the killers that shot and killed a 2-year-old and shot a 9-year-old on I-75, but the second shooting you refer to is the one on the Southfield. What do you know about that?
So that's a different incident over there on the Southfield in Schoolcraft. Those guys, they couldn't actually describe a vehicle that shot at them. Probably a little bit more to that story that we're trying to get out of them. Naturally, you know, we want them to get medical attention, get, you know, that stuff situated. Our detectives have been working overnight on both of those cases, trying to determine a motive and where to go. My suggestion to the person that shot and killed that 2-year-old, good time to give us a call. We're going to find you anyways. If you're in the car with them, you might as well have pulled the trigger yourself. This is a good opportunity to get in front of us. Call us. Let us know who that shooter was. And we'll get you in and we'll talk to you and we'll make sure that this works out. But people know who this guy is or gal is, and we need to know who they are. We need to bring this violence to a halt.
We're with First Lieutenant Michigan State Police Mike Shaw about the shooting and murder on I-75, the second shooting separately on the Southfield. And by the way you described it, don't mean to put words in your mouth, but by the way you described it by saying there's probably more to the story than we know yet, kind of indicates it's not a random shooting. We don't yet necessarily have that kind of information regarding the shooting that killed the 2-year-old and wounded the 9-year-old. Is that a pretty good assumption on my part?
There's always more to the story in all of these cases, and we don't believe that these children were the targets of what was going on there. There's more to that, and we're going to need to talk to the family. But again, you know, you just lost your child. Trying to explain what's going on to a detective isn't the right time. So we got to give them some time to get through that process before we kind of look at that and find out, okay, why was this car targeted by these shooters. And once we find out that information, along with the other stuff that we find on video and talking to other people, we'll be able to kind of piece this together. But, you know, I always tell people that get caught up on this, I'm sure that this person, for whatever reason or whatever beef or stupidity was going through their mind at the time, wasn't intending to shoot a two-year-old. Now's the time to come forward and turn yourself in on that. And if you're with them, now's the time to come forward and let us know who this person was. Because eventually we will find you. Our detectives are some of the best in the country. They're going to find you anyway. So you might as well come forward and get this off your chest.
Well, my column coming up this Monday in the Detroit News is, in fact, about just how crazy it's gotten out on the roadways and the mean-spirited, aggressive behavior of so many drivers. We don't have time to get into that now, but certainly you've seen that, haven't you, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. Just yesterday, I had somebody pass me in a fully marked State Police Tahoe, 75, 80, 90 miles an hour, and just blow by me like I didn't matter.
Wait a minute. Let me make it clear. You were in the fully marked State Police vehicle.
Yes.
It wasn't a State Police vehicle that blew by you at 90 miles an hour.
No,
I just want
no.
These
I
days, Mike, yes, these days you got to be real careful how you say stuff.
I hear what you're saying, but, yep, so there's just right now, there's just a disregard for everybody. I mean, they don't care if you're a cop. They don't care if you're going down the street to get groceries. They don't care about anything. People are just, they've lost their minds out there, but not all of them. And it's the not all of them that need to come forward and say, you know, if this, and excuse my language, if this doesn't piss you off in your community, then I don't know what to do for you, because I can't put a trooper in the back seat of everybody's car. We need the community's help to come forward and stop this violence that's taking place in our state. And it's happening everywhere across the country as well. But the community needs to come forward and help us. Somebody
Absolutely.
Knows who this guy is in both these instances.
Right.
Call me. Yep. I you know, call somebody. Let us know who these people are.
Absolutely well put. Michigan State Police First Lieutenant Mike Shaw, with too much to talk about on this Friday morning. God bless you, Michael. Thanks for the good work, and blessings to all of the hardworking men and women of the Michigan State Police and all law enforcement who are being pushed to the edge with everything that's going on and not being shown the appreciation you all deserve. You have it here, my friend. Just remember that.
Thank you, Paul W. We definitely know we have your support.